Headline, There Were Always Signs That Richard Hart Would Become a Fugitive, published at 1:55 p.m. UTC on January 29, 2025. Despite Richard Hart's career arc reaching heights few could have imagined, there were always signs that he would probably end up on the run. Raised in a poor neighborhood near Pittsburgh, Hart's real name, Richard Schuller, career peaked with interviewers calling him a billionaire, his own Netflix documentary, and the crypto project he created hitting $85 billion market capitalization. However, that token, HEX, has fallen 97% as of publication time, and last month, Interpol issued a red notice for Hart's arrest. Today, he remains on the European Union's most wanted list and is an international fugitive. Subheading, Hart got rich the wrong way. Despite bragging about spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a single watch, the source of Hart's money was never clear. He claimed to have operated a multi-million dollar business online prior to entering the crypto industry, but apart from admitting that he used mass emailing techniques for some of his marketing, he never quite explained how he managed to grow it so quickly. That was until a lawsuit shed some light on questionable dealings during his pre-crypto career. According to a district court judge, Hart was illegally spamming people to generate leads and sales. He lost a lawsuit revealing his unsolicited email practices in 2002. Subheading Richard Hart's Missing Millions. Once he learned about initial coin offerings, ICOs, the scale of Hart's grift grew. He launched HEX, a smart contract on Ethereum, Pulse, PLS, a new blockchain, and PulseX, PLSX, an exchange on Pulse. Not only this, illegal business practices have dogged Hart throughout his career. Finnish authorities allege his lifetime tax evasion to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has alleged that he sold unregistered securities and misappropriated another $12 million of his investors' money to buy luxury goods like Rolex watches and the Enigma diamond. Europe's Most Wanted notice also notes criminal charges related to an alleged physical attack on a 16-year-old. Subheading: A Fallen Cult of Personality. Throughout the rise and fall of HEX, PulseChain, and PulseX, Hart made no apologies for a big ego and adorning himself with signs of wealth. He called himself a leader and a hero, bragging about owning sports cars and expensive watches. He demanded gratitude and worship from his fans on his frequent, multi-hour YouTube live streams, and he fostered a cult of personality around his supposedly Mensa-level IQ and mastery of blockchain code on Bitcoin and Ethereum. According to critic Eric Wall, Hart has literally read books on how to create cults. Hart frequently reminded critics of the $27 million that he supposedly raised for medical research and accused critics of finding it easier to tear down others than to rise up themselves. Again, the signs that Hart would become a fugitive were there all along. Subheading: A Fugitive, Lurking Somewhere Abroad. HEX, PulseChain, and PulseX, according to the SEC and Finnish police, were simply vehicles through which Hart raised investment and misappropriated money via unregistered securities offerings. His delays, copy and pasted portions of code, and catastrophic token emissions were all warning signs for careful observers that Hart wasn't launching these projects for the right reasons. For his part, Hart vehemently denies wrongdoing and disagrees with the SEC and Finnish police's allegations. Did Richard Hart's exit plan include becoming an international fugitive? It was always possible, although his ego might have also led him to believe that he could argue his way out of any enforcement action. Staying in character and on brand, for example, when the world learned of his European Most Wanted notice, he tweeted defiantly, "It feels great to be wanted." It's an ending to a story that observers had seen coming for years. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.